And we're back here on News Radio KMAN, Andrew Shores, and for the next half hour, we're going to be speaking about the Midwest Open Geocaching Adventure. With me right now, I have Ryan Semmel, Lisa Semmel, and Christina Schmidt. And coming up in April, we have one of the biggest geocaching events in the world coming right here to Manhattan, Kansas. And Ryan, how about you just tell us more about this? It's the Midwest Open Geocaching Adventure, the first time coming to Manhattan. And what exactly can people expect from something like geocaching?
Well, geocaching, for those who have never heard what geocaching is, it's kind of a worldwide scavenger hunt. And with MOGA, Midwest Open Geocaching Adventure, it's actually the first time in Kansas there's been a geocaching activity this big. And we're expecting close to 600 to 800 people. They're going to be running around Manhattan and the surrounding area for that whole weekend.
So, for someone who hasn't done geocaching before or who has no prior experience, what exactly is it?
Like I said, it's a worldwide scavenger hunt. It's a GPS-enabled. People place containers around points of interest for people to go find. They'll put the website or they'll put coordinates up on a website, and you go and find the container. And within inside every container is a logbook that you sign, and then we do have little trinkets and stuff that will go into geocaches that people can trade. And it's mostly just to get people out and in the communities and to different points of interest.
So you talk about 600 to 800 treasure hunters coming here to Manhattan. How hard was this to coordinate? Because you say this is the first ever geocaching event coming to Kansas. How long have you been planning this?
We've been planning this for almost 2 years. MOGA, Midwest Open Geocaching Adventure, has been around for 13 years, and it travels around the Midwest. It started back in 2004 in St. Louis area, and 2 years ago, I was at one of the events down in Missouri, and we sat back and thought about bringing it to Kansas. We love geocaching. I love the area. I love Kansas and just bringing people to the area. So we've been working on it for about 2 years now. There's a lot of coordination.
Well, and Ryan, it looks like you've had plenty of help. We have Christina here, and we also have Lisa. And Christina, I don't know what your involvement is. I see you're wearing a shirt that says Flint Hills Geocaching. Is this a part of a greater society that exists here in Manhattan that we haven't been aware of?
It's a secret society. No, we are a group of cachers who've just gotten together, and we've decided to, we started a Facebook page, just where people with a common interest of geocaching can get together. And as a little fundraiser 1 year, we had shirts being made, and this is the shirt with the logo on it.
So what has your role been in helping plan this event?
I've been Ryan's left or right hand, depending wherever his wife is sitting, and help coordinating hotels, help picking out the swag that we're selling, organizing the events. We have a competition site. MOGA Midwest Open Geocaching Adventure is actually a competition where you try and find as many punches in a two-hour time frame. And the competition grounds is at Lazy T Ranch. So we'll be headed out there. We've also placed GeoArt, which is 146 geocaches that when you look at the map will make a covered wagon. All that is the brainchild of Ryan, taking no credit there, except for helping getting those placed. But we're a group of friends who enjoy it and wanted to bring the rest of the country to Manhattan, show them this little gem we have in flat Kansas.
Not as flat as people may think, though. They may be kind of surprised when they get out here. And Ryan, I was looking at the website earlier, and there's a ton of different packages. You have to register for the event.
Yes.
And there's different registration packages. So maybe just describe those, because I was personally baffled by all the different options, but there's a ton of them.
Yeah. As a part of the event that we have to have everybody register just so we can keep track of people, because we have people going everywhere. We want to try and make sure everyone who's here with us go home safely. So we have anywhere from a free registration, which is just saying you will be there. Everybody who signs up has a waiver that they have to sign, just saying that they're doing it on their own. Because anytime you go outside in the woods, it can be dangerous. So it's a waiver just telling them that it's on them. But then we do have packages, starting at a low cost of $10 to get a lanyard and stuff like that. But then in geocaching, we have swag, stuff we all get. So we created a list of different things. It goes up to a $150 level, and that all supports the event because this event has no corporate sponsors. It's all by volunteers. For the last 2 years, we've been volunteering doing all this, bringing the event here. So we got one of the big things in geocaching is geocoins. And I actually have one here that I'll let you look at. And with a geocoin, every one of them is trackable. And
each has its own number, like a car has a license plate.
Well, this is a very exciting. I know no one can see right now, but it's a bigger than a half dollar and very neat and looks like kind of commemorative. So how many of these do you have from different events?
Myself? I just went to an event last weekend in Texas, and I brought home, I think, 10 of them. But different events have different ones and different meanings. You can buy a geocoin for anything, a milestone or just a birthday. But with different events, I've been to 8 or 10 mega events, which this MOGA is a mega event, meaning that there's over 500 geocachers going to one location for one event. So I've been probably to 10 of them around the world. So
how many friends have you made through geocaching?
All of them.
Three or four.
A couple hundred, maybe. Yeah. I would probably easily say hundreds, and I have friends from around the world. Every state I've had, any state I go to, I can sleep on a couch. I've been offered through friends from Alaska, Europe. I know just this event alone, we're bringing people in from Canada, Ireland, and the UK. People are coming all the way to Manhattan, Kansas for just this event.
So you're going to be seeing plenty of people that you already know.
Yes.
So April 22nd, that's the day that this all kicks off. What is it going to look like first thing? Is there going to be some greater gathering where you lay down the ground rules?
Our first event's actually on the 20th.
On the 20th.
On the 20th, we have a dinner over
the tap house.
And it's just going to be a dinner. People can come in and out. Of course, it's not that big of an area to have all 600 people come. So it's just going to be whoever wants to come in. Come in, just say hi, meet all your friends, new and old. And then Friday is our first actual packet pickup when all these people who got the registrations, they get to pick up all their items they got. And also, we will give them the geocaches that we are placing for this event. Because there's 105 regular size, which are about ammo can size containers. They're going to be placed around all around the Manhattan area.
Riley County.
Well, and I see there's a special component here to this specific geocaching event, and you could dress up.
Yes.
Right? It's supposed to kind of emulate being on the frontier or the Wild West. Do you foresee a lot of people dressing up as cowboys and pioneers for this?
I think on Friday night, we do have a costume contest Friday night. It became tradition about 6 or 7 years ago on the Friday night packet pickup night to do a costume contest. So I know I've had a lot of people calling me about dressing up, wearing their best cowboy suits and stuff like that. I know some people have been planning for quite a while for whatever costume they want to do. And then on Saturday, everyone gets to vote throughout the weekend, and then Saturday we get to give out an award for who everybody liked the most.
So besides the costume contest, there's really no winner or loser in the geocaching. You're kind of just competing against yourself, right?
Yes. Now, we will give medals out for the competitions that are out at Lazy T Ranch. We call it the punch competitions. And no, nobody's getting hit. The punch competition, it goes back to orienteering. MOGA has a connection to orienteering. So when they go out, they won't be finding geocaches out on the ranch. They'll be finding orienteering punches. So each container's going to have that. So we break it down into age and age categories, male and female for the individuals, and then we'll have team competitions. And you'll be competing within your age bracket, and we will be giving medals out. And Saturday night, we will do medals.
So say this is your first time participating in geocaching. Would this be a great introductory event for someone who's looking to get involved, or would you recommend trying something maybe simpler?
It sounds overwhelming because it is a lot of people coming to the area. And I know my first mega event I went to, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. There's plenty of people. We are a very friendly society of people who like to go out and find treasures.
It's actually a great time to get started in geocaching because there will be so many people out there finding it. They will be easier to find that weekend because there will be hundreds of people looking.
Maybe 800 people around to help you.
Well, we hope 50 or 60 of them are on the competition fields, but yeah, about 700. So they will be a little easier just because of groups of people will be headed to the same GPS coordinates of where the cache is.
Well, it sounds like an exciting time. It's 9:32 here at KMAN's In Focus. We'll be right back, though. We're talking about the Midwest Open Geocaching Adventure. Phone lines will be open, 785-537-3000.